And what about hip hop and the current rock and rap and so forth? That exists because we turned our back on other kinds of music. We did not support the other kinds of Broadway music, the other kinds of music that was being made in films. We did not support starting in the 60s good music. I mean, the Beatles and Elvis were all that was going on. I was recording for Capitol Records in those days, and this is in the early 60s, like in 1964. And when they discovered the Beatles, nobody could get their records pressed because the Beatles sold so many records that Stan Kenton, Peggy Lee, George Shearing, Nat Cole, these are people who sold a lot of records, couldn't get arrested. So, you can't blame that only on the business. The people who were buying records didn't complain. They didn't say, where are my Nat Cole records? Where are my Peggy Lee records? Nobody said that, you know? So the audience has to take a good deal of the blame. And we don't ask, if we don't ask for what we want, we get what's provided. And so this is what's going on now. It's one of the reasons that we need to, I have a brand new record called Homage, and on it is a rap thing. It's a part of a dance piece I wrote. And the reason I did it is because I talked to a lot of kids, and I was trying to make them understand that rap, as we know it now, as they know it, came from a bunch of guys from the West Indies who had West Indian heritage, who lived in the Bronx, New York. They don't play instruments, many of them, so they were scratching and using the records to get the kinds of rhythms that they did. These guys were phenomenal with this stuff. I mean, they just a few days ago at Howard University, they had a DJ festival, and all of these rap guys with the two turntables and all that kind of stuff were there. They had a contest, and the audience judged who is the best. People are interested in that. You know, one of the reasons they're interested in it because it spoke directly to their generation. It spoke, it said, used the kind of language they did. So my argument to them was that you can do rap and you don't have to denigrate women. You don't have to use profanity. So I did one. You know, it's not a great rap record, but it makes the point. You know, and I was not trying to, I didn't do the number that they all do in terms of going into character. I just did what I did and say, hey, here it is. And as a matter of fact, on the when I do it with the dance in the dance piece, I really look professorial because they bring out a little thing and I read it. And I say, right, okay. But my point is it doesn't have to be anything. There's nothing wrong with the form. The form actually comes from the narrative blues. It comes from there's a precedent in calypso music where they are making snide remarks about somebody in the room, or they're making political comments, or they're doing all kinds of things. And that was these young guys' point of reference. They just didn't do calypso music. They did it with the kind of beat that they all dance to. So I guess it's a long way of coming around to saying we need to address, and we need to, in the same way that we need to address Newt Gingrich and all of the people that say cut down the NEA and PBS and other things, we need to stand up. If we don't think so, we need to say we don't think so. Because when we don't, they fill that void with what they want.